Good morning, everyone. This is Marlon for your Daily Inspirational. I hope you have a great day today. And as you wake up, Lord, may you praise the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy to you, as you've risen up off your bed. And I've been given a mind clear enough to call in and seek the Lord this morning. Yeah. Read a few passages this morning and think about what they could do in our lives and just walk with the spirit of the law of love today. I'm going to read in James chapter 1, verse 19. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Now there is a mouthful. Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a doer or a hearer of the word, he is not, and not a doer, he is like a man that looks in a beholding his natural face in a glass, and for he beholds himself or looks at himself, and goes on his way, and right away he forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, and he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows and their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." Let's consider some of these verses today, and let's think about what the Lord has, what is his desire, what is his intention for us to live here, how he would purpose for us to dwell upon this land in this space of time. And it goes way back. Hear, O Israel, for the Lord your God is one God. Him only shalt thou serve. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your might. It's a high calling to remember your performance can only be perfect if you have this part right. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, you'll work that perfect work. You'll remember who you are. You'll remember your need for him. You'll remember to call upon his name. And the second commandment is likened to this: love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. In Matthew you have heard that it hath been said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the good and on the evil, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Perfect law of liberty. What a calling. What a high calling. Love your enemies and do good to them. Not just love them, pray that the Lord will count you worthy this morning to dwell in your heart, to let that perfect law flow forth into your families, to your coworkers, to your neighbors, and even, yes, unto your enemies. It is his work. He wants to work in you. May you surrender your will today. May you pursue those things that are true and lovely and a good report. And may your day be blessed. God bless you.